we have with us the Nebraska Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America.
Good morning,
Scott Johnson. Welcome.
Yeah, nice it's
you.
Good to be
nice
back.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit over a year now since you just had your Synod Assembly in Kearney.
Yep.
And so let's start there. Let's just talk about how the assembly went this year.
It was the way it always is. It's such a high point of the year for the church. It's been something. This is the 20th year that I've been a pastor in the ELCA, and Synod Assembly's always been a high point for me to get together with all of the folks in the part of the country that are part of the church together there. And to hear what's going on in different places, to think about what we can do together and how we can be the church better. We had a wonderful assembly. We had a keynote speaker, Pastor Mari Stella Freiberg from New Jersey, gave a little bit of a structure to what we're doing for this next year of Go And is the theme. And it's based on scripture from the Great Commission at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And what we've done with that is we've taken Go and we've added monthly emphasis points for the entire synod for the whole year. So for the month of June, it's Go And Pray. For the month of July, it's Go And Listen. And that's been a framework that our congregations can grab onto and just play with in the year to come. So we were excited by how that went. We had a presentation by Pastor Christopher Otten, who's the ELCA director for federal chaplaincy and a Nebraska native. So it's good to welcome him back to Nebraska. And not a ton of official business, but a couple of pieces. We're looking at how we can support our leaders better in terms of mental and behavioral health. And we always update our guidelines for compensation to make sure that pastors know what a fair wage looks like. So that's for pastors and congregations. So just a really great weekend together.
Good deal. And good attendance, I would imagine, as always.
Yeah. Not as big as in some years, but we had just a kind of curious collection of folks that weren't able to make it for various personal reasons. Still a full room. It's always, you're in the large conference room at the Unicenter in Kearney, and it's usually full. So it's just fun. I had the same experience this year that I did last year, where everybody I wanted to talk to got about half of the time that I wanted to give them because there was always somebody needing a minute or two. But it was a good chance to be together.
So it's been a year since your assignment as the bishop for the state of Nebraska. I bet it just flew by. I can't imagine.
It still feels like it was just yesterday. And I didn't even officially take office until September 1st. But yeah, the election was at our Synod Assembly last year. It's a wild ride. Thankfully, I've discovered that a lot of what I thought I was going to enjoy has turned out to be so. I get to travel all over the state and see what the church is up to. Just yesterday I was down in Diller and then up to Omaha for some meetings and then to a church in Papillion. Tonight I'm down to Lincoln for some stuff that's going on there. Later this summer I've got a couple of trips out to the western part of the state to see what our Panhandle congregations are up to and what they're hoping to spread with the rest of the church. So the travel is it takes a lot of time, and I have to be careful to make sure that I have time for my family too. But I really enjoy just getting out and seeing what we're up to as a church.
Yeah. No wonder your car's in the shop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll give you an example. One of the vehicles that we owned as a synod was getting decommissioned, and I actually bought it for my 16-year-old daughter as her kind of first car.
There you go,
This was the car that my predecessor, Brian Moss, drove for most of his time as bishop. It had almost 200,000 miles on it, so we do see a lot of highway.
Oh, yeah. I see that along with the state senator, same thing, back and forth from Lincoln and then to other things. So as far as it goes, I guess when you come away from the assembly and you see certain things that need to be done, is there one area that you really feel like needs focus?
Yeah, our priority these next few years, certainly I think in this first term as bishop for me, will be identifying and raising up leaders for the church. We have a number of open parishes in the Nebraska Synod, and actually throughout the entire ELCA, other than a couple of metro areas that are close to some of our seminaries, almost every synod in the ELCA is experiencing a shortage of ministers, of pastors and deacons. Mm-hmm. So we are rebooting a program that has been done in slightly different versions in the past called IDEA. And IDEA is an acronym that stands for Invite, Discern, Excite, and Act. And what we're doing is it's a synod-wide focus on looking for people, particularly young people, mm-hmm. who exhibit some of the gifts for ministry, and not just as pastors, but also as deacons. We also we have resources for helping people become lay ministers or spiritual directors or coaches, mm-hmm. spiritual coaches. And so we are emphasizing how to identify those folks, invite them into ministry, help them to discern what gifts God has given them and where they can serve the church best, and then actually move them into, that's the ACT part of it, is actually to take that first step, whether it's enrolling in seminary or signing up for a coaching certification course or whatever it might be. We need to grow our own, really, is what it comes down to. And it's always more helpful if folks are familiar with the environment and the context in which they're doing ministry. So we're looking for folks that know what it's like to be in Nebraska and to know what it's like to lead congregations as Nebraska continues to live into the 21st century.
Yeah, we're talking with ELCA Bishop Scott Johnson here, Bishop of Nebraska. What's your favorite part of church? Of a service?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good question, Chris. That's good.
Is it the music or is it?
It often is. You know, I love preaching. I love hearing good preaching. I try to be a good preacher. And certainly that's the focus of the service. But I will say, you know, Martin Luther often said that those who sing pray twice. Mm-hmm. And when the music is well done or well connected to what we are as a people, that's a big part of it for me. I was going to be a band director before I decided to become a pastor. Yeah. So the music will always play a big part of it for me. Yeah. And I'll say that was a highlight of our Synod Assembly as well. We opened with worship that used a liturgy that had been written by the late Ben Larson for the Lutheran Center in Lincoln, our campus ministry at UNL and the Lincoln Colleges. And a lot of folks had never heard that liturgy before, so it was fun to do things a little bit out of the ordinary. So there were some folks that it was a step too far for them, and that's fine. But it was a real great experience for me, at least, to be there and to sing that particular liturgy, knowing its history and its connection with the Nebraska Synod.
Yeah, yeah, I can see where it would be difficult because you're trying to hold on to some pieces of a worship service, but mm-hmm. you also want to gravitate to attract more people.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other things that you really want to do. Mm-hmm. So coming out of the assembly, was there any new and exciting things that I guess that you would point to for the coming year?
Well, just I would point to, we've got a number of congregations that are just finding interesting and innovative ways to interact with their communities. And we're trying to lift those up as we're hearing about them. I was in Aurora a couple of Sundays ago, and that congregation is on the southwest part of Aurora. And they realized a couple of years ago that there was no community playground on that side of the main highway that goes through Aurora. Yeah. And that's also where a lot of young families are building houses or people moving into town. So as a congregation, they built a very nice playground that they dedicated earlier this summer, and they have specifically and explicitly said to the community, this is not the church's playground, it's a playground on the church's property, but mm-hmm. the entire community is invited and encouraged to come over. And their pastor Rudy Flores, his office looks out on the parking lot as they're going to the park, and he says, you just wouldn't believe the parade of folks that are just going
That's
past
neat.
And what you know, that may not necessarily lead to membership gains or anything like that, but it's a chance for folks to encounter who the church is outside of the church's walls, even if it is still on the church's property. We've got other places that are doing some great stuff like that. We just look for ways to lift up the local congregations that are finding how they can connect with the people in their community better.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. Any questions, Carla?
No, just are you doing anything to recruit maybe others to come to Nebraska? Oh, wow.
Well, we try to tell people this. It's kind of funny. You know, having grown up in Nebraska, this was the only church that I knew really until I went to seminary. And as I've become a leader in the church and served in other places around the country, the Nebraska Synod actually has a really good reputation within the ELCA as a very strong and a very good place for pastors to work. And we often find that folks may not think of it as a first choice, but those who are willing to take the plunge and come for a visit or whatever find out that quite often they enjoy living here and they enjoy being part of the work that we do. Is that going to help bring others to Nebraska? I'm not entirely sure. You know, the statistics tell us that the church is struggling to hold numbers. American society's changing, and that's not a thing that I take lightly. But I believe that a lot of the work that we are doing, when we are doing our best work, actually does improve communities and does lead to good partnerships that will make wherever our folks are doing that good work, they'll make it more of an attractive place to live.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If there's anything else you want to share, feel free.
Yeah. I'll say this is, we talked about it a little bit off the air at the start, but I've got a fun thing coming up. There are three ELCA synods in the state of Iowa, and folks know that RAGBRAI is a summer thing over there. All three of those bishops are writing all of RAGBRAI together. But I'm going to be up in Sioux City writing day one with them. So nice. I'll have that, you know, dip my wheel in the water in the Missouri and riding from Sioux City to Storm Lake. So I've got a new bike. Folks might see me out and about around Fremont or Omaha trying to get a little bit of the saddle sores taken care of I try and do that.
Yeah, so, you got to train a little bit.
Yeah, but they're doing that to raise visibility for our efforts in alleviating world hunger. So be a lot of fun to join them for that.
Yeah, for sure. Bishop Johnson, thank you. We appreciate you taking some time. And it's easy for us to get you every once in a while when you're not traveling. So
Sure. Thank
goodness his car was in the shop today.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to be in the radio with you, Chris. So thanks for the opportunity to come and chat.